It really doesn't make much sense, does it? I'm shouting in here and you're in there. Come out of there if you want to hear what I'm doing. I've got to get that letter off to old Uncle Horace. He may not last much longer. Every little bit helps. If you want to help, you help. But if you don't want to help, you go back into that other room because you're a hindrance. Very well, dear. Old Uncle Hart. Oh, no, I can't type. Look at that now. You made me put old in. I can't say dear old Uncle Horace. Dear Uncle Horace, your perspicacity. Honey, how do you spell? Are there two C's in perspicacity? Are there two C's in perspicacity? P-E-R-S-P-I-C-A-C-O. Binky, now hush. Come on, quiet, go amuse yourself. I'm trying to write a letter. P-E-R-S-P-I-C. A. C. I. T. Y. Perspicacity? Isn't it a funny word? Do you suppose perspicaciousness is better? Honey? Is it perspicaciousness or perspicacity? Which sounds better? Cassidy. Very well. Perspicacity. Your perspicacity in understanding the lugubriousness. Oh dear. Honey? Lugubriousness. N-U-G-U-B-R-I-O. Binky? Mother and Daddy are trying to spell lugubriousness. Why don't you, listen, I'll tell you what. You go in, put on your miner's hat, the one with the little light in it. Go into that back room, take your pick and your shovel and start on the wall. Now go on. Go on in there. Yes, I don't care. Someday we'll reach it. Someday we'll reach it. Lugubriousness. Your perspicacity in understanding the lugubriousness of the situation. Both appalls. Oh dear. A-P-P. Don't go away each time. I'll have another word. Appalls? A-P? How's appalls? Are there two P's and two L's? Or one P and two L's or one L and two P? One L and two P. A-P-P-A-L-S. That looks terrible. Both appalls and appeals to me. Oh dear. Appeals. Is that the same? Yes. A-P-P-E-A-L-S. Dear Uncle Horace, your perspicacity in understanding the lugubriousness of my situation both appalls and appeals to me. Is that right, honey? Is that too much? You know Uncle Horace. Oh, Binky's out in the back with the pick and the shovel. Oh, Binky! Binky! Oh, honey, go see. I'm trying to get this letter written. You know that. You just cannot write a letter at home. You gotta do it elsewhere. Yes, he's perfectly all right. Now, come on, help me with this. That old duff is going to croak, and we're not going to get a penny. Now, come on, help me. You must be finished in there. You must be finished in there. Yes. Binky, go back in there and use your pick and shovel. Yes, who knows, you may find a vein of iron, who knows? Bankston! Did you hear me? Now you go back in there, use your pick and shovel, and you pick like the very devil. Yes, go in there and pick. We'll be in to join you as soon as we finish our letter to dear old Uncle Horace now. It's a very important letter. What about your future? You want to go to college, don't you? Well, go get your pick and shovel very busy. Hurry, put on your miner's hat. Put on the little helmet with the hat on it. That's it. Yes. Okay, honey. End. Comma. Our little Binky. Should I say Binky or Binkton? I suppose I better say Binkton. Our little Binkton is ever so fond of you. God. I can't write anymore. Look at that. Pen dried up. Pen dried up. Honey, why don't you write him? He's your uncle. You've got a much nicer way about you. Yes, you can say what you mean, say what you mean. Dear old Uncle Horace, when you drop dead, leave it to us. Binky!